Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Strain this chaos, turn it into light. I've got to see you one last night. Before the lions take their share. Leave us in pieces, scattered everywhere.
I love this song. The Snow Patrol is your artist of the day.
Wow. We're going way deep in the vault here.
Well, there's a get it?
Because
it's
going to
snow. The Snow Patrol.
Is this good. The debut for Snow Patrol?
It is a debut. And probably yes. The last time we ever have the Snow Patrol.
Across many platforms, this is the first and last debut.
You know some of their songs, though, like Chasing Cars.
If I just lay here. Yeah, that's good. I like the Snow Patrol. I hate the snow. I like the Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
Parks told me this morning we're doing Snow Patrol, and then he looks at me and goes, wait, do they have enough hits?
I wouldn't have known that they had four or five.
Eight. Top 40 hits.
Wow, eight.
We had to look it up.
Yeah. One number one, two in the top 10.
Chasing Cars was number one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello, Chasing Cars.
Duh.
Speaking of, turn your headlights on, please. How bad is it out there? I just heard thunder. What is happening?
Well, I believe it's called the end of the world. Some people like to call it Armageddon.
Right.
Snowmageddon.
Right.
Well, right now we're getting a lot of thunderstorms moving into the metro. Like, heavy, heavy rain is moving in.
And let me look at the temperature right now. It is still 38 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So roads should be fine for now. And Brian Busby's going to join us, I believe, at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. He is swamped, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
But Rebecca, when are they saying the you-know-what hits the fan?
Oh, the ice may come in around drive time, making it slick. It's even showing in Leavenworth right now.
Great.
That they have some icy conditions.
Okay.
Notice she now cares about Leavenworth because she moved away.
Let me just tell you, I don't care what's going on in your neck of the woods.
But up in Leavenworth, it's just not good.
Yeah,
it's just not good.
It's dangerous at my house.
Have they canceled activities and all that stuff?
Oh,
I just got the email.
Most schools have canceled evening activities.
Yeah. Well, but let's focus on the important stuff. Did Leavenworth High School and Lansing High School, did they cancel their activities tonight?
Their evening activities are ending early.
Yeah, I bet Baser Linwood did
too. But they
too.
Have not canceled any tournaments tomorrow yet.
Yeah.
Okay, now see, my email says, Blue Valley said, we're shutting down all of it tomorrow. The basketball stuff, the wrestling stuff, anything that was scheduled tomorrow, high school activities-wise, has been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Email came in about, 30 minutes ago.
All right, simmer down, people. We'll get to the keyword to cash in just a second. We're trying to save lives here, okay?
Thank you.
This is life-critical information. We are trying to be weather-aware, okay?
Are you weather-aware right now,
Mr.
Parks?
Well, I am weather-aware.
Is that because the windows are...
Yes, because the whole south side of our studio is one big giant window, yes, which makes me weather aware.
Good for you.
By the way, I saw Carly Ritter do that this morning. I was like, okay.
Well, you
know. I think she's really good on the air.
Oh, she's very good.
I don't know her personally, but I think she's really good. But she's like, now, folks, we need to stay weather aware. And I'm like, okay.
It's become a thing because you've made it a thing.
I didn't make it a thing. Somebody had to make it a thing before I made it a thing. Yeah. I would never come up with
weather aware. Well, you've made it a thing by continually making fun of it. And I will tell you, say what you will about the terminology that they use, this is one of those weekends you need to be thinking about this stuff. And you know what else? It's restaurant week kicks off today.
Yeah, but doesn't that go for a whole week?
Well, thus.
Hence it's restaurant
week.
So they're only losing a couple days.
Well, but the big days are Friday and Saturday.
Well, we had a reservation. Have you ever eaten at Fox and Pearl?
No, but I would go.
Well, we had reservations there tomorrow. We obviously canceled those. Those are gone. All right, let me take a break from our life-saving information to give you the keyword to cash. It is tool.
No way.
Right there.
All of you being mean on the Satan line, the keyword to cash is tool.
Tool. T-O-O-L. tool. Sorry. Sorry. 72881, and you're in the running for $1,000 in our national contest. Again, it's tool to 72881. Message and data rates may apply. Now, back to the life-saving information that only we can provide.
Thank you.
Here in Kansas City.
Is that our new name for the text line, the Satan line?
Yeah, that's what I've called it.
All right.
She won't go on it anymore.
He tries to get me to go on a Festivus Friday, and I go, no, I'm not contractually obligated to go on it ever, specifically not on Friday at 5 o'clock when I'm in a good mood.
That's true.
I've just dumped it on you.
You are in a good mood today.
I am.
I mean, you're delightful.
I am in a very good mood. It's Friday. I'm happy. I had all the kids in the house last night. We had a good night. My son is on the road taking a college vacay, so I'm a little worried about that.
He's taking a what?
They are going skiing, and so I'm.
He's really fallen in love with Colorado.
He loves to ski.
I bet when he graduates, he moves to Colorado.
Yeah, they are going to Breckenridge to ski for a week. He loves all of it. In fact,
is that all they're going to do in Breckenridge?
Yes,
is ski.
Yeah. In fact, you know what he said to me last night? He goes, I don't think there's going to be a lot of drinking going on. We ski sun up to sundown.
It ain't drinking, I was thinking about.
He said we are exhausted by the time we come off that mountain. So, I don't know. There's like 20,000 kids heading there.
Grab some edibles and that mountain.
Would you stop it?
I'm kidding.
Very excited. I worry about everyone on the roads today because it's, you know, the roads are bad.
They are? Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean out west?
Leavenworth, they are.
Yeah, with Leavenworth, it's awful.
Yeah, at my house, watch out.
Yeah.
Have you ever been skiing? That's one of those weird things that you either love it and that's your thing, or you would rather gouge yourself in the eyeball with a knife.
Didn't we just talk about this the other day?
No.
I think that was in the newsroom because we were talking about Wilson's wonderful ski patrol experience.
Oh, yeah. Wilson.
I've been once, and I've been to mountains, but as far as putting the skis on and doing the deal and paying to be freezing cold and fall and injure yourself, I have never understood why you would pay to go somewhere to be cold.
Okay, and that's a good argument. I'm not trying to get ski nerdy on you or snobby on you.
Yeah,
but I may or may not have skied the Swiss Alps, the Austrian Alps.
Are you serious?
Yes. Lake Tahoe.
Wow.
Black slope there. The double black diamond.
You don't, and with all due respect, you do not strike me as a skier.
I'm a very good skier.
Still?
Well, I haven't been in 10 years.
Okay.
When I went to Lake Tahoe, but I would, I did the double black diamond slope there quite well.
I have got to say, I thought I knew everything about you. That was one thing I did not know.
I'm a damn good skier.
Okay, good.
Skiing, and I'm not kidding you here, is the one thing that no matter what, I do it fearlessly. I don't know why. I can't explain it. I probably know who else did that?
Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
You owe me a coat.
I was like that till I broke my tailbone.
I also might have fallen off the thing that comes very quickly behind you that you sit on that takes you up very quickly.
The ski lift.
And those are hard.
Lost my skis. And then I was like, why does anyone do this? This is hell.
I'm cold.
I'm injured. Get me out of here.
I still remember. I think we were in Austria. And there was a little ramp, a little snow ramp on the bottom of this hill. And I went, and I was like,
you're like Peekaboo Street out there, whatever her name
is. And I hit that damn thing, and I went up.
Boom!
And I went upside down, and I'm flying through the air upside down because I took it too fast. I put my hand down to break my fall as I'm coming close to the ground, and it snapped my left thumb all the way back.
Again, why would anyone want to do that? I have always said this. I understand the beauty of the mountains. I do. They are breathtaking. The mountains in Hawaii are breathtaking. I would rather go, if I'm going to pay somewhere, to go somewhere. I would rather pay to go somewhere to be warm. That's just me. And I thought you were the same way.
I am now. But I went to Tahoe 10 years ago, and then the Swiss and Austrian Alps, I did that when I was a teenager.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Because you lived in?
Germany.
Got it. Are there mountains there? I didn't even know there were mountains there.
Have you ever heard of the Alps?
Those are in Germany?
No.
Oh.
We don't have a map of the world park, so there's no reference here.
Thank you.
Unless you want to pull one up on the
Have you ever seen Sound of Music?
Oh, yes. Yes, the hills are alive. Got it.
Those are not hills.
They're mountains.
Those are mountains. Those are the Alps.
Got it.
They're really big hills.
Good.
The reason they were green is because those scenes were filmed in the...
summer?
Right.
Got it. Glad we all learned something here today.
576-7798.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody be surfing.
Hey, man.
Like
earlier
California
today, I was walking around wearing flip-flops and my shorts, of course. And somebody said, man, you need some shoes? I said, no, it's warm thoughts. That's what the Beach Boys are about. It's just warm thoughts.
Yeah, as you're freezing your you-know-what off.
Well, but
it's
I did put shoes on. Here's a story that I know you're super excited about. A recent interview with the new owner of the Kansas City Royals.
Bill, baby Bill!
A recent interview with the new owner of the Kansas City Royals is fueling renewed talk about a downtown stadium. John Sherman shared some thoughts on prospective sites for a ballpark. One site is just off of 12th Street near the Federal Building and a block away from City Hall. The site that we're talking about, if you're thinking about this, is just east of City Hall and the County Courthouse and the Federal Building.
Okay, just east
of
City Hall.
Yeah. There's a bunch of parking lots over there.
Yeah.
There's not a lot. It's kind of...
Is that on the Eilis Davis Park side?
That's right by 71 Highway.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where 71 Highway, you're coming up 71 Highway, and you can take the exit for 12th Street.
Yep.
Just think immediately to the left of that.
Okay.
That's room for a stadium?
There might be enough room for a stadium. I don't know where the hell you're going to park.
Well, yeah, you take all the parking lots to build the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Candidly, quoting here from Executive Vice President of Vantrust Real Estate, Rich Muller, candidly, we would love to add downtown baseball into the mix at East Village. I think it will be a tremendous asset. And so does Royals owner John Sherman, who in a recent interview with City Scene KC highlighted it as being a potential spot. Quoting here from the new owner of the Royals, Mr. Sherman, the East Village is certainly a spot that could be of interest. I think there's a top architectural firm or two that think this is a good spot. We've kind of invested in the east side of downtown together so that we can take advantage collectively of the right opportunity when it came along. And we certainly think downtown baseball is one of those opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
See what else is in here.
Way to say it for those of you who need a landmark, because I need a landmark. This is just a couple of blocks east of the Phoenix. I was just over there the other day.
I just said City Hall.
Well, I know. But when you zoom in, to me, it just east of Broadway and just northeast of the Phoenix.
It's not just east of Broadway.
Look at this. It says Future Downtown Ballpark. There's Broadway.
Well, yeah, and there's like five other blocks in between.
Well, little blocks, little tiny downtown blocks.
But everybody knows what they're... Here, let me see that map again.
Yeah, show me again.
No, you show me again. So a block east of Wyandotte.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right, by the way.
Build it.
By where the light rail runs, or whatever we call that.
Okay, let's all hang on, because now we're all talking about three different spots downtown.
Everyone knows where the Phoenix is.
It is not just right where the light rail runs at all. It is the spot that they're talking about is just east of City Hall and the County Courthouse, which is primarily parking lots.
Okay? It really is. I mean, there is a photo. If you Google Maps the photo of this location,
there's some small
commuter parking lots is what I would call
and
those.
And some small apartment complexes over there.
Yeah,
it's not. It's the last part of downtown that is really not redeveloped.
Right. Which says to me, when you start talking about parking, would there not be something right around there that isn't being used that you could knock down and create parking?
Don't we still have another 10 years on the Kauffman Stadium improvements?
I have heard people say this is like redoing your kitchen right before you sell your house. you're going to pay for something
which you're not going to use. What, here's what I've never understood, and someone help me to figure this out, okay?
It's the vibrance of having an attraction like that down there.
But let me finish my point, and then jump in whenever you want. Downtown, 15 years ago, and I've lived in this town for over 30 years, so I am well aware of what downtown Kansas City used to be, and quite frankly, it was a dump. The old adage was you could shoot off a cannon at 5 o'clock on Friday and nobody would be there to call 911.
Sprint Center opened in 2007.
And that is pretty much when everything started to change.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Downtown is awash with loft apartments, young people. There's now a grocery store downtown, which was long a big complaint about it. Well, you know, you could live down there, but where are you going to go grocery shop, Scott? I get it. We've got the light rail. I mean, business is booming mm-hmm. downtown. So we don't necessarily need a new attraction. The stadiums at 435 and I-70 both have been, and I use the term recently with a little bit of air quotes, completely refurbished. They're beautiful. They're easy to access by the highways. 435 or I-70. They're not that far from downtown. Maybe 6 minutes east of downtown, 7 minutes east of downtown. What is wrong with what we have? Why do we need a stadium downtown when the team will play at, say, 7 o'clock on a Tuesday night? Everybody's trying to get out of downtown who works there.
And do you know
what people
said?
Everybody's trying to get in that wants to go to the game.
Do you know what people said when they redeveloped downtown? Why do we need an arena down there? We've got Kemper. Why do we need to refurbish Union Station? Just let it go. Why do we need to build the Legends out there? Leave it as houses. Why do we need light rail? I think, and I understand this is a want. This is not a need. This is a want. You can make the argument at least that the airport was a need. I think it was a lot of want mixed in with some need. This is a want.
No doubt.
But it's a good want.
Why? It would be so inconvenient to try to get into a downtown baseball
stadium. Other cities have done
this,
Scott. What they do is they change the direction of traffic one way only on game days in and out. Like you can only get in one way, you can only get out one way to quickly get people in and out.
I think anybody who advocates for a downtown baseball stadium is begging for a headache. I think this will actually hurt attendance.
I'm going to post the Channel 5 story on our Facebook page because they have an aerial and they have shaded in
yes.
highlighter the amount of real estate we're talking near City Hall mm-hmm. to do this.
Right.
It's a big area.
It is a big area.
Which says to me that includes parking, Scott.
576-7798. 576-7798. Don't forget we have Festivus Friday coming your way at 5 o'clock. That is brought to you by Michelob Ultra. Had this number back in 83 when this song came out, and they had to change their numbers.
My college roommate just texted me, and she's right. There is a phenomenal aerial visual on a Channel 5 story, and mm-hmm. they've highlighted the site pads for a possible early preliminary discussions, and this comes around every year, mm-hmm. for a possible downtown baseball stadium. I'm going to post that on our social media platforms because, again, it's an aerial. You see exactly how much space we're talking about. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There are 8 site pads there, Scott. Huge parcels.
No, it would be. It's a large swath of land. My argument is, and some people on the text line are saying, you know, I'm the guy from up and I just hate change, which is partly true. However, I have always been opposed to the idea of a downtown ballpark for two reasons and two reasons only. I love downtown Kansas City. I think what they've done to downtown Kansas City is nothing short of phenomenal. Dare I say, air quotes, miraculous. Downtown Kansas City is a fun place to go now.
Yeah.
And it wasn't years ago. And I remember those
years. Law offices and homeless people.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
And nobody there after 5 o'clock because nobody lived there. Nobody lived there. Now, especially for the younger set, it is the place to be. And that's great. Here are my two reasons why I am opposed. Number one, the money. Okay? So much money was poured into renovating Kauffman Stadium. And look what they did with it. I would argue it's one of the best-looking ballparks in Major League Baseball. Number two, getting downtown during a game is going to be a nightmare.
Other cities have done this and figured out traffic flow and patterns, and there would have to be some consideration, Scott. If Elton John is coming into town at 7 p.m. at the Sprint Center, does it make sense to schedule a baseball game at 7:15 downtown? The answer would be no. Other cities already have this figured out. We would model what those other cities have done.
But my point is, most Major League Baseball stadiums, Dana, seat roughly the same number of people. It's in the neighborhood of about 40,000, give or take, okay? We are, by Major League Baseball standards, a small market, which is to say we have a smaller downtown than most of the major cities, okay, that have a Major League Baseball team. And if that team has their stadium downtown, it is a bigger, usually it is a bigger downtown, okay? So you're talking about just geography. It's easier to get this many people in over here on a big city like this than it is to get this many people, the same number of people, okay, into a downtown this size.
I am looking up now similar cities as Kansas City with downtown baseball stadiums, and we'll look at who else has done this.
Who?
I'm looking. Because we're not going to compete with like a, well, Chicago's isn't downtown, but I understand what you're saying. We need to find a similar size downtown city who has done this. There has to be someone who's done this.
Okay. 576-7798. Aaron, what up?
Hey, guys. So money spent on Kauffman and Arrowhead to renovate them was to basically just bring them into the, you know, 21st century or 22nd century, whatever it is, and, you know, update them to make them nicer. But it's still the same old bones, and they're going to wear out at some point. And so we're going to have to renovate the stadium. If the Royals move downtown, which I was opposed to for a long time, that'll make it easier for Arrowhead to get Arrowhead 2.0. and, you know, rebuild there, and then they can stay there. Now, the downtown parking issue, we've got this wonderful thing called the streetcar now. Expand it. Park in North Kansas City, park in South Kansas City, and take the shuttle there, and then people are going to say, oh, well, what about towheading? Well, the south side of the loop on, I don't know if it's 670, I think it's 670 that's on the south side there, cover it, turn it into a park. Somewhere in Texas, they've done this, where it covers a major highway and it's green space, and why not put in barbecue grills there? I mean, that's what, you know, everybody loves anyways. So there are ways to get around this. Your car does not go to watch baseball. People do.
Amen. That is a great point.
I can't watch baseball, though, if I can't park
You can park by Union Station.
I'm having very serious second thoughts.
This is me.
Is it too late?
Sorry, I'm looking something
up. You could park by Union Station and hop on the streetcar. He's absolutely right.
Where are you going to park at Union Station?
There's a lot of parking down there.
There's not enough parking for the Royals baseball game at Union Station. It's just not possible. Here's what I... Let me just...
Yeah, Dan just wrote free buses and free streetcar. You would have to do it in a way, and they would, with the transportation issue taken into consideration. That, to me, is much further down on the list because I think it's something that's a very solvable issue. When you talk about money, that's where the rub comes in, and here's why. We have just decided to make buses free in Kansas City. That was $8 million, right?
Correct.
We have crumbling infrastructure like many cities our age. We have sewer systems and water systems that need repaired. We have a crime problem. We have a blight problem. There are other things that would be more in line with the need column than a new downtown stadium. And I think that's the number one argument against it.
I hate the argument, though, Aaron, with all due respect, that sooner or later the bones are going to start to crumble. If I'm not mistaken, Kauffman Stadium was built in the 1960s. The original Kauffman Stadium, the non-refurbished Kauffman Stadium. And then, of course, it was refurbished and made to look even better than it already was. Georgia Tech plays in a stadium that was built in 1913. Ole Miss plays in a stadium that was built in 1915. Wisconsin University plays in a stadium built in 1917.
Allen Fieldhouse.
Yes. The idea that we build these stadiums and they're only supposed to last for 50 years is bunk.
Well, I think college stadiums are much different, and you would agree, than Major League Baseball stadiums.
My buddy Phil Charlton says, look up Cleveland.
Okay.
Similar size city.
That's what I was looking for. Give me like a Milwaukee stadium. Or a Cleveland. I will look up Cleveland.
Yeah, my buddy Phil says, look up Cleveland. Let's go to Ryan in Lawrence. And Ryan, you have a bunch of question marks after your name, which means that you are either going to make a really good point or be a useful idiot. Go ahead.
Thanks, guys. Love our show. Anyway, Scott, I've been living in this metropolitan area for a very long time, probably as long as you, and I have always known Kauffman to be an icon of sports anywhere throughout the Midwest, just like Arrowhead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, having said that, Dana, if what I'm about to paraphrase is totally wrong, please help me out here.
Yeah.
You said that the renovation of Kauffman would be like a down payment toward the eventual sale of the stadium if they decided to build in downtown Cleveland.
Because we still have the money that we owe on it. And I think people made a similar argument with respect to not the convention center, down in the West Bottoms.
Kemper?
Okay.
Yeah, Kemper. That you are, we've got something that's perfectly fine, and we're still paying on that, and now we're going to come over here and build something new that we don't really need. And I understand that. I still want it built.
I wanted to ask you guys this one question. What about St. Louis? I mean, are they larger than us? Or because they've got a downtown stadium.
They do.
For the Cardinals.
Yeah, let me, and there's a lot of feedback coming in on your phone.
We can look, Ryan, because I thought about St. Louis. The difference there is it is right as you come off the highway.
St. Louis is a smaller city proper. So when you hear people say Kansas City is the largest city in Missouri, they're actually right. Kansas City, Missouri proper is larger than St. Louis proper, but the St. Louis metropolitan area is much larger than the Kansas City metropolitan area.
Yeah, there's about a 700,000 person difference in the metropolitan mm-hmm. area.
But the difference is, if we're going to talk about traffic patterns, you exit off the highway and boom, there's the stadium. So it is easier and you can get people out more quickly because it is on at the apex right there in between I-44 and
I-70, I think.
Yeah, right? That says 64. I don't know. But you know, you exit to the right, and there it is.
I would also point out St. Louis has a train system or a light rail system. Or whatever.
And if we put it where they're saying in those parking lots next to City Hall, it'll be right next to 71 Highway. But those exits there are not equipped for that kind of traffic.
They would have to reconfigure some entrance ramps and exits. I agree.
Let's go to Mike. We're going to get to you next. Mike and Lee Summit. Hang on. JR and Lee Summit and Dean DeSoto. All of you guys are coming up next. Hang tight. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Baby, you right. I'm a man on the scene. I can give you what you want, but you got to come home with me.
Santa calls a mama, I'm show off, the handyman gets around.
Come on.
So I looked this up. Cleveland is the same size.
Mm-hmm.
When the Browns moved, they did so in breach of the team's lease, and the city of Cleveland sued.
When they went to Baltimore, you mean?
As part of the settlement, the city agreed to demolish Cleveland Stadium and build a brand new stadium on the same site. Demolition began in November of 96 and was completed in early 1997. So they already had a downtown stadium.
Right, but they had moved to Baltimore, and then Cleveland was without a team for a couple of years. They rebuilt the stadium. They were given a quote-unquote expansion team.
Yeah.
Even though it wasn't really an expansion team. Mike and Lee Summit. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just want to pass along a little.
And by the way, Mike, Mike, let me correct myself. I believe it was no, it was the Browns that moved to Baltimore. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, it was the Browns.
All right, continue. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I thought it was wrong for a second.
I worked for the Royals for several years, and I've done everything, and I've seen every part of that stadium, and I just want to pass along a little knowledge. I'm not representing the Royals or anything else. We were voted in the top three of all the years that I worked there as far as the stadium. The players like the stadium. It's a great stadium. And as far as getting in and out on parking, you can get in and out of there in 15, 20 minutes easy, even on a crowded night. And if you go to Los Angeles or Cleveland or somewhere like that, St. Louis, sometimes it takes you half an hour to an hour to get out of them. And at Denver, I know that the closer you park to the stadium, the more it costs you. And so it's going to cost the average person a whole lot more to go to a stadium downtown than it would out in the suburbs. That's an ideal stadium. It really is.
The way it is.
When they remodeled it, it came out well. It's a great stadium. It's the first one to ever have a football stadium and a baseball stadium on the same complex.
My argument has been for a long time, we basically have a downtown baseball and football stadium. They're not far from downtown.
It's not downtown.
It's pretty damn close.
You're making it sound like it's a whole lot closer than it is.
Look up the distance between the Jackson County Sports Complex and downtown Kansas City, Missouri. And it can't be 6 miles.
I think you're wrong, but I'll look.
Okay. I'll take one more call while you look it up. Dee in DeSoto. Hello, Dee.
Hi.
Hi.
My comment was there used to be a deal with the Kansas City bus service transportation that they came down. Well, where I used to get on was at the station casino.
Okay.
Lots of park it. Got on the city bus, drove to the Chiefs game. They dropped us off. They picked us up. They took us back. It was fantastic. Then they remodeled and said they couldn't do that anymore. And then start gouging us for $60 for parking, and I haven't been back since. But if they could do something similar to areas, it worked out well because we all went into the casino beforehand. We went to the casino afterwards.
Yeah.
But something like that, I mean, I don't care where I see them as long as I can get to them easily and without too much charge.
You know, do you know what reason there was why the bus service to the stadium stopped?
They were doing remodeling. Their excuse was they were doing remodeling at the time, and there was too much construction, too much problem. And then they just never reopened.
You don't think it has anything to do with $60 per car?
Right.
I would hate to think that, but possibly.
Dee, good call. Thank you for it. It is closer to 8 to 9 miles and anywhere between 14 and 16 minutes. When you keep saying it, it's close to downtown. That is not close to downtown.
What do you mean 8 to 10 miles? I mean,
it's 8.5 miles from the heart of downtown Kansas City to Kauffman Stadium.
By road.
By road, yes.
Okay.
No, if you're a crow.
Yeah, we
but by distance, it's what, 6 miles?
8.
No, by road, it's 8 miles. And why did we throw in the 8 to 10?
Because if you take 70 east, it's 7.8 miles. And if you take 70 and 40, it's closer to 9.
Okay.
To bus it, by the way, is 29 minutes. And to her point, if they moved that thing downtown, I would never drive my car to that game. It just wouldn't happen.
Nobody would.
What you would do is you would drive to the plaza. You would drive to Brookside if you're coming from out south. You would park, probably grab something to eat, get a beer, and then you would Uber in. There would be Uber lanes.
Let's go to JR and Lee Summit. Hey, we got about 40 seconds. Can you do it?
Okay, yeah. So I'll make it short. Kauffman is just a beautiful stadium.
Yes.
And during the World Series, I remember Joe Buck mentioning, and I know we all hate him because he's a St. Louis guy, but Joe Buck mentioned what a beautiful stadium it was because we are one of the very few last Major League Baseball stadiums that hasn't been completely demolished or rebuilt or just moved somewhere else. And I'm nostalgic, and it's just great. It looks beautiful off of I-70. And like I said, I mean, just for nostalgic sake, it's beautiful. We just got done renovating it. It's a great place. No need to get a second one.
All right. Hey, man. Wow, you did that right in the perfect amount of time.
If Joe Buck likes it, I don't.
Let's get to
that's
the
all. That's all I needed to say.
Absolutely.
Joe Buck loved it. I'm out!
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.